Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
Theatre-gerties.
Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Theatre-gerties. Hi, guys.
I would only like to be referred to as Johanna Cosgrove, Theatre-gertie.
I would only like to be referred to as Miss Gertie. Just
yeah. Miss
Gertie. Sure. Yeah.
Well, are you still, how do you feel about the giggling being...
Oh. I mean, look, the giggling, that's just
people
pressure.
People want to know.
Yeah. That's pressure. I'm not always giggling. Sometimes I'm
no,
quite
no, but
serious.
I mean, if you are a Gertie, that suggests that you
what
do
is,
giggle.
What is a Gertie, though? Let's be real.
I don't know. But
it makes me think of the region between, like, the top of the undy line
and the gunt.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew you were going to say it.
Come on, it's a Friday.
You know. Good morning, everyone.
Get your gunt out Friday.
It's get your gunt out Friday.
Get your gunt out Friday.
All right. That's not a
we
gunt.
We have descended. But today we're in for a very special treat.
Oh, do you see the way she just picked that up there and tightened the reins and got back on track?
Like an absolute professional.
Did you go to drama school?
I did actually. Toi Whakaari, New Zealand Drama School. And Alice, no.
Are you acting now?
No.
No, okay.
I'm doing my job.
What about now?
No,
Mikey,
no. No, there's no character.
Okay.
But Alice also went to drama school.
Is she acting now?
Oh, my God. I don't even know anymore.
Oh, my God. This is a blurred line.
But
anyway,
the point is, Alice, we have the amazing Alice Kent on here this morning from Silo Theatre, and she's going to... Yes!
Oh, I love that. On cue.
Tess, it's really easy with the actors. Just press the applause thing.
All right. Thank you.
I
think this
quite
good. I know.
You love it.
And Alice is going to talk to us.
Oh,
all right. Okay.
Here we go.
They love you guys.
Anyway, Alice is going to talk to us about Silo's upcoming season for the year.
Yes.
Because what I love about Silo is, A, it's got an incredible team running it.
Oh, my God, stop.
Of powerhouse women. And your programming is always incredibly complex, interesting, and diverse.
Oh,
the bar has been set pretty high
for
Silo. So, I mean, we're talking for the season being the year, the annual year. Four big plays.
Yes.
Yeah, so I want to just clarify off the top of the bat, Silo is not a venue. People are like, oh, we are Silo. We don't have a venue. We are homeless. So it means we can roam around. So we do shows at Q and at Herald and Auckland Live, all those kind of places. So we've got we line up our shows over the year so you can look at them all and go, oh, wow, look at this curated program, which Sophie Roberts, who is the artistic director, puts together.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Silo's mandate's like, let's do innovative, weird, crazy shit, makes you think, socially conscious, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Some people love it, some people don't love it.
I think we want to talk to the people who do love it.
Yeah, great.
And talk about the under 30s bonus. You know, there's so often in this modern age we live in, the younger, burgeoning Aucklander really just doesn't get the treats, you know. It's just, you see old people and toddlers are just receiving gifts nonstop. It's really nice to be able to offer a certain part of the community such a wonderful, wonderful gift from the Silo.
This is true. So we have this under 30. We actually have an under 30 price ticket. So if you're under 30, so which means, if you're born,
I'm actually not.
You're not. So you're excluded from this offer.
I look forward to paying full price.
This is correct. You know, for under 30s, save your money for something else like avocados on toast, and instead go to the theatre.
Yes.
So it's a cheaper priced option. It's available for all our shows. However, if you buy a subscription, you get sort of about 21% off.
It's actually more than that.
Is it?
It's a lot more than that.
Is it? Yeah,
Your annual, if you were going to go to all four performances over the year, and you're paying full price, it'll be $318.
This is true.
And you're offering the very same deal for $100. That is a lot more than 30.
This is correct.
An impeccable amount of maths that you've just done.
I know. Thank you, beautiful mind. I think it's like four shows, $100.
Great.
Yeah.
$100 for a whole year of some of the best theatre in the city is pretty good.
And so we've got four shows in the season.
Yes.
First show up, we've got Wild Dogs Under My Skirt by Tusiasa Avia.
Yes.
That is in the Auckland Arts
Wild
Festival.
Wild Dogs Under My Skirt?
Yes.
And that opens next week.
On Tuesday, yep. And it's part of the Auckland Arts Festival. So OMG, you get to be a patron of the Auckland Arts Festival by getting a ticket to that show.
They've signed me up.
Oh my gosh. It's fierce. It's a great show. Lots of howling dogs, fierce poetry, and astute social observations.
Yes. If you're not a dog person, are you still going to enjoy the show?
I think so, yes.
Maybe even more so.
This is correct.
Mm. And then what else have you got after Wild Dogs?
Keeping the canine with the wolves.
Oh, well, we've got the wolves. Yep, so that is a by Sarah Delap. It's a work about adolescent young women.
I'm so excited to see this play.
Honestly, like, it is full noise, like, next level young people doing stuff based around a soccer team, directed by Sophie Roberts, award-winning theatre director.
Bloody hell.
Yep, following that, we've got The Blind Date Project, which many people might have actually seen about 2014. It was up and it was so popular, we're like, we're going to bring it back. It's an improvised show with Natalie Medlock. Mm-hmm. Every night, a different show, we get a guest person and she goes on a date with them. And then at the end, she gets
Hang
a snob.
What?
Yep. Well, yep. And then she gets to snog them all, leave them, and sing some karaoke.
Right. Real life reality TV.
Yeah, it is real life reality. It's in the third dimension. It's in the fourth dimension.
Consent's not going to be an issue, is it?
No, it's not, but that's a great point. Okay. In fact, perhaps there's an opportunity to talk about consent and online dating. Who knows?
Yeah.
Or it could just be like, have some beers, have a laugh, go to the theatre, have a good time. Mm. And then
just get to know the person first.
Right?
You don't need to rush into things.
Yeah.
Just some wisdom on a Friday morning. Yeah. From Mikey Havoc.
And the last show we've got in this season is My Heart Goes Tadak Tadak. My Heart Goes Tadak Tadak by Ahi Karuna Haran. It's a completely new work. It's a premiere about, it's set on a Bollywood film set in the Rangatira, which is Q Theatre. It's like, there's music, there's dancing, it's like full noise, big work. Ahi's awesome. He won the Bruce Mason last year, so he's on the up.
Yes.
Or he's already on.
He's up.
Let's be real.
He made a show last year called Tea, which was on at Q Theatre.
Yep, in the Arts Festival, and he's a gene. He's a gene.
Gene.
Alice,
we're gonna make Gene a thing.
Yeah,
he is a Gene.
He's a Gene.
People
are like, what is that?
Short
for Gene. Like, I dream of Gene.
I dream of Gene.
But you gotta say it like Gene.
That is an incredibly exciting program.
For $100, if you're an under 30, you're and you like theatre, you are foolish to not take advantage of that.
This is true.
And we'd like to just sort of chuck something else exciting into the mix now. We've got we've been taking names all week for this contest, and for someone to win the ability to go to all those shows in 1 year, to basically win a subscription to the Silo. Imagine how theatery they'd be after that, even if they'd never been before.
Yeah,
just the things they'll have learned.
Absolutely.
I hope someone wins it who's never been to the theatre before.
Same.
Well, I can tell you who's going to win it right now. Congratulations, Claire. I don't say your second name, but we'll be in touch with you, Claire. And excuse me.
I thought you were going to applaud.
Yeah, where's the applause?
Where's
button?
The applause?
I keep in my applause
Okay.
Look, a lot of love to give, but can't just go wasting it, you know.
I actually think it's a double pass, which means Claire gets to bring a friend. It could be a date.
Here we go.
Very nice. So that's very nice of the Silo to offer that to Claire.
We're all about spreading the love and of theatre.
All over the theatre.
With each other.
All right. So when does Wild Dogs Under My Skirt start?
Opens on the 5th of March, which is on Tuesday, runs till the 11th.
That's like in a couple of days.
Yeah.
It's the 1st of March today, just so everyone is aware.
Five days.
Put it in your calendar. Wild Dogs closes, the under 30 club is no longer, you can't join it, because then there's only three shows.
And what we don't want to hear is your whinge. whinging about how you missed out. Oh, sorry, I didn't know it was going to close.
Yeah, that's right. P.S. If you are over 30, you can still subscribe to all four shows. We don't shut the door on anyone above the age of 30. So you can still go and buy tickets, obviously, and subscribe.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much for coming in. Thank you very much for the prize.
I have one last thing.
I was going to say, is there any other additional?
Yes. Because we are still in the midst of Fringe, which closes on, what's the last weekend?
You'd have to say that normally, because some people might think that in the midst of Friends,
it's
or
the last weekend Fringe of
Festival,
Fringe
the Fringe Festival,
the Auckland Fringe Festival. Which closes on Sunday.
That was quick, wasn't it?
It was.
That'd be a good hard round of, I meant to go and...
I know. So it is the last weekend, and I would love to hear from Alice what... Is there any Fringe shows that you're going to go and see this weekend?
Oh, that's so good. There's this, I don't know the name of it. Oh, I've got it in my bag. It's like an office emulated. Boss in an office.
Dude.
At the basement.
Yes.
It's like a one-on-one experience where you go in and you get to be in an office. It's super buzzy. Also, Rosemary at the basement.
Yes.
Heard good things about that. You've got to see Hobson Street Theatre, which is the City Mission's theatre company.
Yeah.
I went and saw those guys on Tuesday. I had a jam with the City Mission Choir. It was dope.
Where's that on?
At the Basement Theatre. I think it's like a sort of a 7 o'clock-ish type show. But you should absolutely go and check those guys out and buy them a drink after the show as well.
Alice, you're an absolute legend. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you very much.
And get your tickets for Silo.
Yeah.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.